Since its founding, Valdez has been a port city on Prince William Sound. Ocean shipping and travel experiences throughout our history have run from uneventful to delightful to frightening. This month, we share with you some interesting stories and facts about our community's maritime history.
The fishing vessel Perry sits outside the Valdez Museum on wooden blocking. She hasn't seen water in years, but she has many stories to tell of her time in Prince William Sound. The boat was built on Perry Island in 1939. Perry Island is a small island west of Valdez and south of College Fjord. Fred Lambert owned a fox farm there. Fur farming was a difficult business to be in. Lambert held a permit from the U.S. Forest Service for fox farming on the island and probably inhabited structures that he or the previous farmer built himself. Early in the 20s and 30s, he would have raised blue fox for the European market and endured huge fluctuations in prices for the pelts. Some fox farmers dabbled in other businesses that could be undertaken in the wilderness, such as fishing. By the time Lambert built the Perry, fox farming was almost history in Prince William Sound because the Depression and then the war had all but halted the demand for fur. Lambert was probably looking for another means to make a living when he bought the kit, put together the little 31-foot wooden-hulled fishing boat, and named her the Perry. Lambert apparently fished the Perry until he sold his island property, including the boat, to Chicken Red Comstock in 1958. The brothers built two other boats that they called the Perry, one steel and one fiberglass. But they both sank. A long list of owners followed the Comstock brothers, including Al Weathers, Larry Macy, Jim Poor, Roger Fitzgerald, Greg Lafort, Jeff Thompson, Alan Steve Haynes, and most recently, Jim Burgett. Over the years, the Perry was used for seining and gill netting. Her home port was Cordova, Whittier, and finally Valdez. She was in Cordova in 1964 when the earthquake hit and was one of the surviving boats. Roger Fitzgerald, in an article written for the Alaska Fisherman's Journal, recalled his days as owner of the Perry. He bought the boat in the late 1970s for $500 down and paid her off the same season. She was considered an old boat at the time, and small when compared to the big seiners that were being bought to compete in the booming salmon industry. Even so, Fitzgerald chalked up some good catches and fond memories with his partner, Joe Comcoff, aboard the Perry. Many years later, the Perry was contracted to participate in the massive effort to clean up her home turf after the Exxon Valdez oil spill. She was one of the first private fishing boats to be called to duty and one of the last to be released.
To learn more about Valdez's rich history, visit the Valdez Museum and the Valdez Museum Annex, open daily all summer.